This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be such a Mahayagya of unity and equality which will guide the nation and will be discussed all over the world. He was speaking at a public gathering in Sangam area of Prayagraj after formally inaugurating the Mahakumbh 2025, which will officially start from 13th of January next year and will continue till 26th of February. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth around 5,500 crore rupees, which includes various rail and road projects to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that a new history will be created on the sacred land of Prayagraj during Mahakumbh, which is a rare event symbolizing the power of collectiveness and ending every kind of inequality. The Prime Minister also inaugurated major temple corridors on the occasion, which include Bharadwaj Ashram Corridor, Shringverpur Dham Corridor, Akshayvat Corridor, Hanuman Mandir Corridor, among others. The Lok Sabha has begun a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday said, "Indian Constitution paves the way for nation building by touching all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life." In a veiled attack on the opposition, Congress, Mr. Singh said, "In the last few years, attempts have been made to project the Constitution as a contribution of a particular party." Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of Congress said, "The Constitution is a safety armor to keep the citizens safe." India has raised concerns with Canadian authorities following the murder of three Indian students in Canada last week. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "India has taken up the issue with the Canadian authority and India High Commissions are in touch with the local authorities for a thorough investigation." The MEA spokesperson also informed the President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, is scheduled to visit India tomorrow. Mr. Jaiswal said this will be Mr. Dissanayake's first visit since his election as the President of Sri Lanka. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the need to scale up defense and security cooperation with the UAE for mutual benefit. In his opening remarks at the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting with his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Al Nahyan in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said, "India and the UAE share a common interest in preserving and promoting the stability, security and prosperity of their regions." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has held discussions with the Minister of State and Foreign Affairs of Portugal, Paulo Rangel, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, "The meeting took stock of the partnership and explored new opportunities in clean energy, technology, digital, mobility, heritage and maritime domains." Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the mishap at Sandhya Theatre during the premiere of film Pushpa 2 was a clear case of poor arrangements by the state and local administration. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "Congress has no respect for the creative industry and the arrest of Allu Arjun proves it yet again." The minister asked the Telangana government to assist those affected and punish those who made the arrangements that day instead of attacking film personalities. Third cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy series between India and Australia begins at Gabba in Brisbane this morning. The series is currently tied 1-1. Australia won the second test by 10 wickets at the Adelaide Oval and India registered a 295-run triumph at the Optus Stadium in Perth. The Rohit Sharma-led side will aim to relive the memories from their last outing at Gabba when India had defeated Australia by 3 wickets in a thrilling finale in 2021. And that is the end of this news bulletin.